Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. One of the highlights of the TGU Summit is always the Friday night testimony service. This past summit was no exception, with countless teens standing to declare how God had changed them that week. Listen and consider that God is willing to do the same work in you today.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. It's been a week since the Youth Summit, and God did a great work in hearts. We're going to be focusing a little bit more on that in just a couple of minutes. But in the meantime, I just want to say I am thrilled. I am absolutely thrilled. The last podcast was literally in the lobby after the conclusion of the final service. We were thrilled. We knew God had worked in the invitation. We didn't have numbers. Well, I'm pleased to announce to you that in that invitation, where we called for a commitment for those attending to commit to 21 days of sharing the gospel every day, or at least endeavoring to ask the questions to get into the gospel once every day for 21 days, there were 260 that took that challenge. And we're thrilled as I begin to see the results rolling in from the website. We have a button on the bottom of the front page that says, I asked the question. It's no more complicated than that. When one of the young people asks the question, endeavoring to get into the gospel with somebody, they just go on and click the button, and we get a report. There have been over 200 young people that have asked the question, which is just thrilling. Thrilling to me. In fact, I'm hearing reports from all over the place that God is doing something. There's a young man from Ohio. He said, my brother said, we got to go out to ask the question tonight. They went to the gas station, talked to the gas station attendant. He got saved. I had somebody else say, hey, we needed to go out and ask the question. So we took a van full of guys out to Walmart. And he said, in the parking lot, I got to ask my question to a young man. By the time I was done, he had trusted Christ right there in the Walmart parking lot. And it's just thrilling to hear of what God is doing because we're changing our thinking. I think sometimes we don't give the gospel because we're just not thinking about it. And now that we've got this challenge in front of us, it's causing us, I know it's even causing me, to think differently about the various people that I come across throughout my day. Now, what I want to do, I got two things I want to say briefly. Number one, I have been hard at work. We've been hard at work trying to get the sermons from last week all polished up and ready to post on thegeneration.org. I trust within the next day or two, if not by the time this podcast is published, we should have most, if not all of them, up and running. So if you weren't able to attend the Youth Summit, go ahead and check us out. On the Youth Summit page, we'll have the sermons posted there in order for your own blessing and edification. Second, the focus of this podcast here today, instead of us talking about something to challenge you, what we're going to do is we're going to let you challenge you. Or more specifically, we're going to let the young people that attended the Youth Summit and their testimonies that they gave on Friday night challenge you. I was thrilled with the testimonies that I heard and how God did a deep work in hearts. And so without any further ado, I'd like for you to listen and hear what God did at the Youth Summit from the mouths of those that attended themselves. Listen up.
My testimony is from Dr. Jim's message from last night. Really what the Lord hit me with was just really small sins that I had done when I was in second grade, third grade, but had never gotten them right. There was a time in my life where I unloaded the truck for my parents, but there were still a few small things left, like, for example, watching movies at my friend's house when I was 7 years old. I'm 23 now. And it's like that stuff was years ago. I didn't think it mattered anymore. But the Lord showed me that until I can confess that sin to the people who need to know, it's not truly biblically dealt with. And I was able to get, I had a list of 6 or 7 things right with my parents last night, and I'm just rejoicing in the Lord for that.
Amen. 5 months ago, I was a good-looking Christian. I looked the part of someone who wanted to serve God. I was serving in the church. I looked like the perfect Christian. And on the inside, I was anything but that. And on April 24th of this past year, I walked out of my parents' home with no intention of coming back. And I walked out and I wanted to live in the world. I wanted to be like the world. I didn't want anything to do with God or the Christian life, because at that point, to me, it was all actions. It was all fake. It was all, I'm doing this because my parents told me to do this. I did it because that's how I was grown up. I was told to do that, and it wasn't real. And 2 weeks ago, God broke me and brought me back to my parents and showed me how much he loved me. And it is a miracle that I'm standing here at this conference today. And he has shown me that the Christian life can be so much more than putting on a show and trying to act good in front of other people. Like, it's worth it just to be honest and open in front of everybody. And in front of you, I have struggles, and I think we all do. And it is so worth it to take the cloak off and just say, I am a struggling Christian, and please pray for me. And I hope you do pray for me. And I'm trusting God now to live the Christian life, 0% me, 100% him. He has to do it. We can't do any of it.
Well, God really spoke to me this message tonight. I've experienced the joy and healing and the wonderful goodness of God's presence and seeking him in prayer and just how amazing he is and how good he is to me. And I've experienced that living water flowing through me and in me. But I've kept it there. I haven't allowed it to flow out of me. When he started speaking about that tonight, I would even just say in my pew, I was starting to go into tears because there's people dying and going to hell today. And I haven't even cared. I've kept that joy, that wonderful Jesus to myself, and I haven't told others about him. And God's put a burden on my heart to tell others by his grace, by his strength, because he is so good. He is so wonderful. And I want others to experience the same joy and peace and cleansing that I've experienced in him. And it's just really how God's worked in my heart. And he's just really put a burden on my heart to see revival in this generation. Just to really know what it is to know Jesus Christ. And by God's grace, I want to tell others about that. So if you could pray for me to do that, I thank you for that.
I was called to the mission field, and last year at Cola Clash, the Lord showed me where he wanted me to serve. But since then, I've been hiding being part of the world, not trying to follow God's plan, not trying to be what God wants me to be. And most of the messages really hit that point where God was showing me that if I follow what he wants me to do, he will make it easier and show me that he wants me to be a missionary to El Salvador, or whatever he wants me to do, whether he changes it or not.
I just thought that I could get through without being convicted on certain things every year I came. But this year, he really taught me that TV and listening to mad music on the shows is really wrong. And I was thinking of something that I heard when I was little, that if God is for it, so am I. So that if God wants me to serve him, I'm ready to serve him.
Hello, and I'm John, and in 3 days, my family and I and a few others will be going to the Philippines to a month's mission trip. And last week, I asked God to show my sin, because if I went to this mission trip and I had sin, then he probably wouldn't bless it. And this week, in a few days, past few days, he's shown me that I can't hate people. Bitterness, stored bitterness. If I were to describe one word of myself, it would probably be bitter. And there was a few others in church, my church, that I hated. If they dropped down dead, I wouldn't care one bit. And God showed me this. And forgive them for all they've done. All I can do is pity them and pray for them.
I'm Jonathan, and this week I would just realize that I've been living through my own strength and not from Christ. I've been reading my Bible and everything and been proud about it and not been doing it because of my love for Jesus, and I need to do it. Serve him 100% and 0% me.
Hi, my name's Mason, and I just wanted to say thank you to Stephen for his speech, because he really inspired me to be saved, and then Matthew helped me to be saved today.
Amen.
My name is Christian. I'm kind of shy, but I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be a member of this church. I got saved 2 years ago. God just did amazing things in my life. But these 2 days, God really showed me something. He showed me how to surrender. I mean, not surrender 20% or 50%, surrender 100%. Give God your all. I know things may be hard. I know it may seem like you're never going to get through it, but be still and know he God. God is bigger than whatever you're going through. And I just want to say, I may not know you, but I feel like God's going to use him in great ways. I feel like someone here is said, I can never be nothing, but trust God, and God's going to get you through whatever you're going through. And I just said, God bless all you, and you have a blessed trip home.
My name is Chrysalis, and I came to this trip really, like, cold-hearted, like, did not know what to expect. 2 days ago, you were actually preaching, and it really burdened me because I did things to my parents that I'm not proud of. And so I talked to them this morning, actually, and I feel more relieved, and I hope that people have the burden. Like, they take everything off because it's so much better to feel a weight lifted off of you. Yeah. Amen. And there's this one person in particular that I'm really praying for her because she has some things to get to, and I hope that God provides that for her.
Amen. Thank you. That was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I started out the week okay, you know, thinking I was fine. You know, I've been to these 4 years in a row now. And I was just thinking, and then Dr. Jim's message last night about if we have any hidden sins. And I did. I had two. One was cheating in school, and one was disrespecting my mom. And I know for a long time I've been really disrespectful to her. And just, you know, as Dr. Jim says and stuff, you know, treating her like trash. And that's what I was doing. I was wanting to live my own life, and I was wanting to do what I wanted to do. But I realized that I had to give her my heart, you know, and so that I can stay pure. And then Stephen's testimony this morning in the hour of prayer time with Pastor Van Gelderen, I was just going down, and there's for the claiming the promises section, there's a thing by Harold Vong that they have on there. And there was one thing that Pastor Weber had told us for a school camp 1 year. And he says, you know, yeah, the things on the list are good, but there was one thing that's particular that he said that we can claim. And that was what Stephen Gilmore said. And that was that I'm free. Amen. You know? And so I claim that in my hour of God this morning, and just saying that I'm free. And Stephen's testimony followed that up, that I am. And I claim the verse, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, Amen. And he will flee. And I know that I'm not his slave anymore, and that I can tell him what to do. So.
The 21-day challenge, my first thought was, whoa. This is taking me farther than I ever imagined. Never even considered doing something like that before. And I realized it was something he said just a little bit ago. Life of total surrender is miserable without total dependence. This 21-day challenge, it's going to take an awful lot of dependence. It's going to take total dependence.
Coming in this week, I didn't have anything that I was hiding from my parents, but I didn't have that walk with God, and I didn't know what it was. So I just came in asking God to show me what was holding me back. And in Dr. Jim's message about hurts, he's preached that a lot here lately. Just, and every time I always was like, okay, I have good parents, there's nobody who's hurting me. But in that message, the Lord just dealt in my heart that there are a lot of times when an authority will correct me and I won't respond right, and then I will think that they hurt me and what they said, and I'll treat it as a hurt, and then I'll get bitter at them and they did nothing wrong. And when I got that, when I noticed that and talked to my parents about it, the hour with God this morning, I've never really met with God, but this morning I was able to meet with God in a way that I'd never done before, and I just saw so many new things of God that I've never seen before, and that was just really amazing.
Hello, my name is Tajane, and 5 months ago, I had a fire lit in me. I first started my journey walking with the Lord, and it was just amazing. It was amazing. I felt great every day I woke up. I was like, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go soul winning with my pastor. And I felt so great about it. And 3 months ago, or less than that, something drastic happened to me that really let out my fire. But I still had it in me to where I was like, I know this is the right thing to do. Got up every day, prayed. I was like, God, just please bring me through this. My pastor brought me here. And I was just like, I'm just going to go to a youth meeting. I'm just going to go there. Like, thank God, like, I'm going here. I'm going to be with people that believe the same thing as me and that are trying to do the same thing as me. So I was happy about that. But I didn't really understand the importance of it until I got here. And it's such a blessing just to know to keep your faith in God, and He will give you everything you need.
A couple of months ago, I've been having some problems with some things, and I had gotten it right with God, but I was still having trouble with my self-reliance and trying not to do it. And when I was here this week and heard Jim's message on making sure that just confessing it to our parents and things, and I did it, and I just want to let you guys know that it's a lot easier than the hardness of keeping it with you.
Well, last year, at the end of the school year, I made the decision public to my church here that God had called me to North Korea. And it's communist. It's a really hard place. And I always doubt God. I'm like, why would you want to use me there? It's not going to happen. I just always doubt. And Pastor Weber gave his testimony, and I've heard it before, about how God saved him out of his life. And it's an amazing testimony. And here I am, and I'm saved, and I'm doubting God. And Pastor Weber was saved out of his life, and he's just on fire for the Lord. And here he's doing 0-100, and I've been saved for years. And I know God can do the impossible, but yet I still don't want to trust him. And his testimony just made me realize how much I need to depend on Christ for everything and just completely 0-100, because without him, I am nothing.
Amen. God is working in our generation. And if we'll simply let him work in our hearts and in our lives, if we'll surrender to his will, if we'll depend on his power, God will use you and God will use me. God will use our generation to turn the world upside down with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.